there are three phases to this process called internal sulfate attack. The sulfur that is needed for this process is coming from pyrrhotite. When pyrrhotite comes into contact with oxygen and moisture, it rusts and it releases sulfur. And from the samples that we took, the samples had sulfur in it that were 4 to 8 times higher than allowable under the regulations EN 12620, that's the European standard. The first phase of this process is that the sulfuric acid starts using up minerals in the concrete and it creates a silt called entringite. And what entringite can do, it swells in volume. So that explains the cracking phenomenon. Okay, so we've often heard of people going out and filling in the cracks in their home one year only to find them opening within a few months or the following year. That's because the concrete is expanding. As the process continues, the second phase kicks in, and what happens is that another mineral called thomasite is produced. And what thomasite does is thomasite actually replaces the cement paste that's gluing everything together. So as that proceeds through time, what you end up is that you end up with concrete that can, you can crush in your hands. So this process, this internal sulfate attack process, can explain very clearly what we see happening in homes in Donegal.